All right, so Thursday night football, we're up in Brisbane, Collingwood, Brisbane. Again, big crowd up there, return to that great rivalry of the sort of 2001, 2, 3, 4s where they used to get the big crowds. And anyway, Brisbane weren't at their best, but I tell you, as part of the coverage up there, Bristol, Abby Holmes does a great job as the boundary rider for Seven, was doing her stuff there, and a couple of times she latched on to Luke Hodge as he came to the bench. Ooh. And Hodgie gave some great, well, I thought anyway, very good insight into what the Lions were trying to do in a game that they were battling to get over Collingwood. So let's have a listen, Leroy, please.
Hodgie, you were really able to stem the flow of Collingwood's ball movement early in this term. How do you continue to do so with so much firepower up forward?
He's just got to take away what they're good at. First quarter, we just kicked the stupid positions. They squeeze back as they do. Their wingers get right back. Their half-forwards push up, and then it gives their forwards so much space. So controlling the ball, as we sort of have this quarter, having to try to go as fast and just slowly build them up, and hopefully we can pick gaps from them. But, well, they're a good team, and, we're finding that out.
And how's the pace of it? They're obviously a hot contest early. We expected nothing less for these two sides.
Yeah, exactly right. If you control the pace of it against Collingwood, they're... Once they're up and running, their forwards are fine, their mids are slingshotting forward, they're hard to stop. So we've just got to continue doing what we're doing and not that. That was lucky. If we can continue to build the ball up as we have, play a bit smarter, hopefully we can sort of wrestle this momentum back out in our favour.
Well, thanks, Hodgie. We'll let you take a breather.
All right, so that was Hodgie with Abby on Thursday night. Now, Purple in his
great
column,
stuff.
Sliding doors.
Yes.
Took aim at Luke Hodge. What was your issue?
Well, I've regularly said I don't, as a consumer, get anything out of those in-game interviews with players. I feel that they hold back. And again, Jim, I know you've got a different view. We've discussed this many times on Triple M Footy and various Saturday Rubs. Duck, I don't get anything as a consumer out of it. But Hodgie has a bit of an issue with it, Jim, and you may as well, in true Triple M style, let's have it out on it.
I've got the tweet here because you said that he shouldn't have done it, and you also intimated he might have been getting a sling for doing it. And Hodgie comes back and says, "What an absolute knob! You think it was a paid gig? Media want access? The club asked me to do it, so I did it. I, but for what it's worth, loved it because, and I'll tell you why after we get this man on. Hodgie, welcome to you.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I love the fact that you come on, and I like the fact that you're going to split Purple right down the middle, which we
purple.
Love.
Purple, it's not about you, mate. Not everything's about you.
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
Yes.
And your point, Hodgie?
Yes. I had no issues with your point of view, because as you said, you've been around football, you know the game styles, and you understand football pretty well. I've actually got a lot of feedback saying that people who don't know Collingwood that well, it's sort of, they could watch the game and understand that their wings push back, and it was a bit of an insight. But what the thing is, your opinion was fine. Everyone's got an opinion, and you didn't like it. That's no problems at all, and I've got no issue with that. What I didn't like was your sliding doors, where it wasn't really an opinion. You were having a dig at me, and a lot of the facts, a good reporter should cover his facts and making sure everything's right.
Right.
Cover your facts, because you had a lot of your stuff that was wrong, mate.
Let's get into it. Tell me where you've got your issue.
Mate, you've got Hodge thinks you've got to combine a well-paid media contract with a football one. I don't have a football contract, mate. I do not have a well-paid media contract like you.
Are you getting money off Channel 7 this year?
For that, mate, I have. I'm doing two games with them, and trust me, what I get paid, take out...
Did you get paid the previous week?
Let him go.
Please don't cut me off. I'm just talking to answer your question.
Oh. Yeah.
I've got two games, and trust me, what I get paid, you take out tax, management, accommodation, I wouldn't be able to afford one of your wheels on your muscle car, mate. That's how little I get paid.
How we like it.
I've not had a contract with a media company since 2012, with Channel 7 since 2012. I'm booked in to do two games this year just for personal development if I want to pursue the media in the future. The second one which you had, which was incorrect, where you said, "I wouldn't do that if Clarko was still the coach." Totally incorrect, mate. In 2017, I wore a mic for a whole game. This one, I had two interviews where it would have been about a minute all up. I wore a mic for 120 minutes. So you're wrong there. And then the other one where you sort of said, back to reality, after consecutive thrashings, I should worry about the focus of our team and how we're going. Oh. Last year, Purple, we played Hawthorn round 9, mate. Do you know what the Lions win-loss ratio was at that stage?
Oh. 0-8, I think it might have been.
0-8, mate. And what I did that day was exactly the same as what I did on Thursday night. I did two interviews mid-quarter during a rotation, and because we won the game, it was a good interview, good insight. Everyone was happy with it. No arguments.
Yeah, good defence.
Got beaten by a better team. Because he got beaten by a better team.
Very good
defence. Didn't like this. So, but
as strong defence, Hodgie.
As I was finishing with it, mate, you have your opinion, and whether the interview was good or bad. I know the second one, I was out of my legs. I was breathing hard. Probably didn't make much sense. So it wasn't a good interview. But as far as the you having a go at me, a personal go at me and your sliding doors, that's what I was a little bit angry at.
Right.
That's where the knob call come from.
But okay, so
opinion-based, mate, I agree, and I think that's no problems at all.
All right, Hodgie. Well, I would argue it's an overreaction to what you've read there. But I concede the Hawthorn situation, which I think you've read a version of the article which was changed. So you point tick on that one. I concede that one totally because I know you did do it with Hawthorn, and that was pointed out to me by your coach and CEO. So we changed that. You may have read an old version of it.
Right.
With regards to the seven part of it, though, look, there's an arrangement. Now, I've used the word contract. It's an arrangement. You are getting paid by Channel 7 this year. You're telling me you're not getting paid for what you did on Thursday night. I get that too.
Yeah, but it's more about how you put it. Like, you can say to me, yes, I do some work with him, but he's trying to combine a well-paid media. It's as if I'm trying to look after myself to do it. Now, you should know. You worked in Brisbane for a number of years. We need to promote AFL in Brisbane as much as any team does. We've been up here for a long time. We're slowly starting to build our brand up here. We've got 26,000 members as of last weekend. Anytime Channel 7 comes to anyone, we had Richie do the walk up the race. I did the in-game chats. We had Lockie Neal do the quarter time, mate. You know, being up here, that AFL isn't as strong as the other codes, and we need to promote as much as we can. We had one game live with Channel 7 last year. We did the exact same as what we did this year. We had 4 weeks build up to last year's game. We had a 4-week build up to this week's game to try and get the most, media attention for Brisbane up here. So,
yep.
And that's the only reason, mate. As I said, I felt that you had to go at me about, I'm not sure, it was a bit of a personal dig, but everything's pretty personal.
Yeah. You don't have to do that, though.
I think you've nailed it.
I reckon Hodgie's nailed him.
Nailed it.
I reckon he's nailed it.
Fairly comprehensive.